There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Sometimes I have pleasant surprises. Coming back in on the second hour and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. There's a lot of different reasons why I do that. One of them would primarily be Jesse Lockhart. His brain weighs 14 pounds. He is the master of Kydex. He can make a Kydex something tactical any way you want to. And he can attach it to whatever you want it to attach it to. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Back in my early days, after I got out of the military and when I was shooting competitively, there was, like there are today, there were prestige items you could have. And if you were shooting a 1911 and it wasn't coated with something called a Robar coating, well, you were considered to be, sort of the lower rung. And the ones that had the Robar coating, they were totally, mythical. It was mythical. Occasionally, I'd get to touch one. Good companies evolve with times, and Robar has evolved with times. Robar is now called Robar Guns, and the difference between where they were when they were just doing the coatings and what they do today is startling. And just because it's fun and just because it's a gun company that has managed to persevere through all this time, I have asked one of them to come and join us, and let's just talk about Robar. Joining me from Robar is Freddie Blish. I believe he's the general manager. He's actually doing the day-to-day. He's taking it over from Robbie Barkman, who is the Robar. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
You're as elusive as Sasquatch.
I know. We were playing phone tag here this last week, and I apologize for that.
That's because you're a busy man running Robar, though, right?
We have been real busy. We've got some new product coming out, which I'm sure we'll be talking about. But, things are going well. We're blessed, especially given how the rest of the industry suffering from the downswell, if you will, after Obama, the great salesman, kind of spiked sales for everybody, and then now he's trying to, continue to paint the firearms industry. we're blessed, we're doing well, things at Robar are going extremely well right now.
Now, for somebody like you, the gun business is a little bit different from, say, the IT business. When somebody's looking for somebody in the gun business, you are what I would consider to be the prototypical ideal guy to run a business like this. So give a little bit of your background and why you're where you are now.
Was a Marine for 24 years, 21 years active after college. So I retired as a lieutenant colonel. Went on to be the director of military business development for Aimpoint for 4 years. And then worked at LaRue Tactical for a little over a year and a half. did some contract work for SOC, and then it was around that time that I was actually in Phoenix. I was visiting Phoenix. Robbie Barkman and I had been friends for years. I just gave him a call, so let's meet for lunch. And while we're talking at lunch, he asked if I'd be interested in running a road car for him. And I said, yeah, let's talk. And things worked out, and here's where I'm at. It's from someone from a military background, stepping right into the civilian industry, there is a or would be a kind of a learning curve that's going to occur. Fortunately for me, that learning curve occurred kind of gently, both of my time at Aimpoint at LaRue, and it really kind of prepared me to run Robar. The leadership, the management, absolutely got all that, but there's a lot more to running a business than that. You really got to truly understand the significance of the bottom line. And anybody that is in the military that's going to make that transition, and I would even say law enforcement, those are some steep learning curves that you're going to have to take on when you come in. You have to produce. The bottom line does not lie, and if you're not making money, and more important, not losing money, then you're not going to make it.
And for those of you who, when I was talking to Freddie, he characterizes himself as the dull one compared to Mr. Barkman. So we got Mr. Barkman to look forward to later on down the road. One of the things that, I want to get into this in the next segment, yeah. But I mean, your segue from the military, I mean, you spent a lot more time probably as lieutenant, first lieutenant, captain, where you're actually out there running around with things on slings and everything else than you did as a major and a lieutenant colonel, didn't you? I mean, you segued into the weapons world, this was sort of like, okay, I can envision some things that I would have liked to have had.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. My time both at the company grade level I was very fortunate. I was pretty much in leadership positions as a platoon commander or as a company commander for the first 9 years of my career.
Right.
So it was very much a blessing there. And, one of the things that I was able to do was I did a tour with the Marine Security Forces in Panama. And there's a difference between Marine Security Guard, they guard the embassies, et cetera. The Marine Security Forces provide security for assets that are vital to national security and weapon systems that are vital to national security. And for the Marine Corps, that's like a, we would call a B billet. That's you have your normal MOS, but this is kind of a specialty where you'll go and do that. Many people are familiar with, or may have heard of the Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Teams are FAST teams that the Marine Corps possesses. And that's the Marine Security Forces, essentially. And so I got a great exposure to very, what we were considering advanced firearms training at the time, and it really was. So that made me realize when I came back to the real Marine Corps, how far behind we were. Marine Corps is phenomenal. Was at that time phenomenal and still is at teaching basic marksmanship, but they, other than shooting on a one-way range at Camp Perry, they weren't really doing a whole lot of good training for fighting on two-way ranges where we would really be on the rest of the world. And so that was kind of a eye-opener for me, and I began to realize that we needed to begin improving in those areas. And so after 9/11 and after I was at headquarters of the Marine Corps at that time and I came back to the Fleet Marine Force, I began instituting some, advanced firearms packages, getting Marines to gun sight where they could learn how to fight with the carbines more effectively and then using them to teach other Marines how to do it. We were really pushing the limits at that time. The Marine Corps was eventually...
We're coming up on the break.
Yeah.
We'll finish that on the other side. If I need you for more than two segments, have you got that time?
Oh, I've got that time, yeah.
Okay, absolutely. All right. You hang on. Talking to Freddie Blish of Robar Guns on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma, dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane, radiation instructor, Craig Douglas, author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan, author, Judy Dollarhite, cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers, bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo, beekeeper, Jeff Maddox, seedsman, Mike Knox, author, Gayla Pruitt, author, Harry Cooper, food expert, Joe Acapinti, and Bill Whaley, the junk man, March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to Freddie Blish from Robar Guns. Robar is a venerable old name in the gun business. This harkens back to the days when Jeff Cooper was still teaching and all that, you know, All of the old Elmer Teeth back in the day. You were talking about the segue over. Do you think that because of people like you getting into the gun industry, which probably didn't happen as much as it has in the modern era, do you think that has led to more development and made today's combat troop a little more lethal?
Yeah, I do, Bill, but I'll tell you what, though, the legacy of people like, you know, that the younger, what I call kind of the younger group of instructors now that are doing it, really reaches back to Jeff Cooper. Just as you mentioned in the beginning here, 50% of this firearms industry would not exist if not for Jeff Cooper and for Gunsight. And the people that Jeff hired as instructors at Gunsight, I mean, this was Clint Smith, Chuck Taylor, you know, Robbie Barkman, Louis Auerbach, Bill Jeans, all of them had military backgrounds, and basically what is, you know, old has become new again, where you've got these guys with combat experience that have come back and now they're, you know, now they're teaching again, and so some of them, you know, are just regurgitating what they were taught, which is fine, and that's good at kind of a local level. And then you've got guys that truly understand the craft and are excellent instructors and doing a very good job of, teaching people how, you know, to fight with firearms. Robbie Barkman and Louis Auerbach's background was with the South African Defense Force. And they were both sponsored by Jeff Cooper to come over to the United States and, be instructors at Gunsight. Robbie is just, he's a naturalized U.S. citizen now and just a, a very, very patriotic man. Matter of fact, how we met was that, you know, in the course of doing some training, I had John Farnham come out and we were doing some advanced handgun training for our guys. This is after my first, after OIF 1, it was after the first go over there. And I realized that, you know, we still had a long way to go when it came to teaching, you know, Marines how to fight with firearms. And I needed to start teaching the officers how to fight with their handguns because then you could then say, well, okay, now you realize you didn't know how to fight with a firearm, particularly with a pistol. Imagine what our Marines with the, you know, the rifles don't know. And, you know, from there it could segue into, carbine and rifle training at a more advanced level for them. And in the course of doing that, we really identified that the aftermarket magazines that would be bought, you know, lowest bidder kind of thing. We had this one particular magazine that had horrible springs, had really serious functioning problems. And of course, which translated into the, you know, the M9 pistol having problems. So, John Farnham made a quip about it, you know, on his DTI quips, you know, about this problem. And Robbie Barkman contacted me and he said, how can I help? And, I said, well, we really need replacement Wolf Springs. And, Robbie got a hold of, the company Wolf Springs and together they bought like 8,000 magazine springs that we could go and replace all the springs and the issue magazines in order to fix that problem. So that's how I first met Robbie, and that's how we became friends. It went from there. So that's the kind of individual that Robbie is. And as you said, Robar has been around. He's been in the industry for almost 30 years, and he started his gunsmithing at Gunsight. He was actually had left Gunsight and moved down to Phoenix and had opened his doors there, and he'd read about a metal finish that was used by the oil industry in the North Sea, developed by a British and Danish scientist. It was corrosion resistant and it was self-lubricating. And he thought, wow, what a great firearm finish this will be. Contacted the British scientist, met with him, bought the exclusive rights to it, hired that scientist to work for him. for 5 years, and that is, you know, NP3, nickel Teflon. And, you know, that's where it got its start. But what people don't know is that he had, you know, not long after he had started using NP3, he had a customer come in to have some gun work done, sees that finish on another customer's gun, asks Robbie what it is. And he says, well, it's a nickel Teflon. It's a nickel, electricless nickel plating that has Teflon suspended in it. So it's, you know, it's both corrosion resistant and self-lubricating. And that guy said, well, can you plate like gears and kind of smaller intricate parts? Absolutely. It's a, you know, plate very evenly, you know. Well, that guy was the program manager for the Apache helicopter program, and they were having problems with some gears and parts in the helicopter that needed to be kept lubricated, but were extremely difficult to get to. And they started using NP3 on those parts, and that solved the problem. Well, now NP3 is used on all U.S. military aircraft in some capacity or another, and even is on the International Space Station. So Robbie, because of that, started a second company, Coating Technologies Incorporated. And Coating Technologies does, you know, the aerospace industry work. They're a national aerospace defense contractor accredited partner. You cannot do any business in the aerospace industry if you're not NADCAP approved. And what that translates for a Robar customer is when you are sending your AR-15 bulk carrier group to us to get plated with NP3, it's literally setting in a tank that's being plated with parts that will probably go on like the F-35, you know, Joint Strike Fighter. And that part, you know, for the strike fighter, of course, has to be tested to a certain standard, which means, you know, ipso facto, that AR-15 bulk carrier group going into your gun is going to be tested at that same standard, because we cannot differentiate between, you know, a commercial part and a part that's going to, you know, it's NADCAP. So, you know, the level of quality control that goes into that is extremely high. So it's kind of like NADCAP, as I like to tell people, is like ISO 9000 on steroids.
We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about what happens when a very old school company like Robar decides to go modern.
Yeah,
and what that clash of design and workmanship, what is sown from that. RobarGuns.com, that's where you can find them. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
By now you heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BigBit.co, because at BigBit.co you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BigBit.co. That's BigBit.co. BigBit.co.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapenti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. We're about to talk about some stuff that be right at home in those holsters. Joining me from Robar Guns is Freddie Blish. He is the he's the day-to-day operations guy there. Freddie, when you take a company as old with the heritage and the background of Robar, and you start mixing modern gun design, modern technique with that, it's really a very unique outcome, isn't it? And we still, Freddie?
Yeah, go ahead. Can you hear me?
I can. Did you hear my question?
Yes, I did. No, I began by saying that, yes, absolutely. It's kind of interesting. I mean, Robbie cut his teeth on Browning High Powers when he was in the South African Defense Force and, of course, transitioned to 1911s after he immigrated to the United States. And of course did gunsmithing on all of those. And then when he moved down to Phoenix, he actually studied under Gail McMillan, McMillan Rifles, in regards to building precision rifles. And then of course when the Glock was introduced, he was literally the first person to begin, as we like to say, improving the perfect pistol. And that, of course with the backstrap productions, the texturing of the grips, et cetera, to, make the Glock pistol a more effective fighting instrument. the so we've been doing polymer related products for over 30 years as well. And, you know, of course, building accurate, very accurate precision rifles for nearly as long. And with the advent of the new Polymar 15, people kind of ask, well, isn't that kind of a stretch for Robar? And you know, my response to that is yes and no. No, in that we've been doing polymer-related products for well over, you know, 25, almost 30 years, you know, with the enhancements on the Glocks. But yes, in regards to the AR platform. You know, Robbie grew up, you know, using the FNFAL in the South African Defense Force, so he wasn't very familiar with ARs. So when I came on board, and about a year after I was on board, we had a one of our company that we work with closely on other products brought to us, you know, Kaiser Shooting brought to us a polymer upper and lower receiver. I was very skeptical at first because I'd seen the failures of previous attempts, and I just did not want to take Robar's reputation, you know, down because of something like that.
Right.
And but you know, after we did extensive durability and reliability testing with the prototype polymer uppers and lowers, I began to say, there's something to this. And we began really pushing the envelope. I wanted to make sure that we didn't, we're building a rifle. Robar is known, for accuracy with rifles. So it had to be sub-minute of angle, and we were able to achieve it. The other thing that I wanted to make sure was that, because it's a polymer, it has a polymer rail on it. Well, will that be able to hold up to, various mounts being put on it and taken off and put back and hold zero? And it did. And then, of course, we'd already met the durability and reliability factor that we were concerned about. So that was when we began the full court press with our goal, of course, originally was just we want this, carbine to be under 6 pounds. The threshold weight was 6 pounds, but the goal was 5. And we achieved it. We were able to, with the Polymar 15L or light, we're able to get the carbine literally at 5 pounds. So it's pretty exciting. We're very excited about it. We're selling these, without a whole lot of advertising or fanfare, just our introduction at SHOT Show extremely well. And we've got, as the word gets out there about, what we've been able to accomplish, I think we're going to find an aspect of the company that, we're going to be, having to grow. So, we're trying to keep a very diverse base so that we're not going to have problems when the market fluctuates in certain areas. But at the same time, we're seeing a really, we're really excited about the Polymar 15.
Yeah, this is called the Polymar 15. And it is when you while he's talking about the polymer upper and lower, when you look at the rest of the stuff that goes on it, these are all companies that you've heard of. These are all high end company parts, and the significance here is it's polymer on the upper and lower. The whole polymer upper thing has always made me nervous about, because that's where some movement's happening and some pounding. That's been solved, right? You've solved that issue.
Absolutely.
The lower is not really an issue, but I mean, you guys have made a perfectly well matched rifle there, and it's 5 pounds.
Yes.
5 pounds. Yes. And we're coming up on the last break, so I want to hold you through the last break because I want to talk about the handguns. The polymer 15, the Polymar 15 is. It has a look that is very unique amongst the ARs out there today. This is not, and it's not just a pretty face. And the price point is surprising. But I want to talk about the handguns because the handguns, this has got to be where Mr. Barkman's influence of the Coopers and the Smiths and all of these other guys, this is where it's got to come in because this is I mean, I look at them and I can see the difference, and it's subtle, but I know that it's more than skin deep when I look at it, and I just want to talk about those because, and you guys still do Browning High Powers. How many people customize Browning High Powers nowadays?
You know, we probably see about three or four a month, Bill.
Three or four a month.
Yeah. And these are full build, you know, custom Browning High Powers. They come out absolutely beautiful. I don't have a Browning High Power, but every time I see one of the customers' guns that are, when they're done on the QC bench, I just say, wow, you know, maybe I need to get one. They really are, you know, beautiful and just, very, very functional, you know, 9mm, very good pistols.
The polymer AR, the Polymar 15, for those of you that are, when I say it's surprising, you know, there's, when you look at Knight's Armament, LaRue Tactical, and some of these other places where you're looking at the entry gun costing $2,500, there are a lot of people that say that is reasonable. This 5-pound carbine starts at $1,600. Dressed. No Mattel hand grips. This thing is dressed and ready to rock. All you need is an optic and you're ready to go. You can check them out at robarguns.com. What were you about to say?
Oh, I was just going to say that was the whole goal, Bill, was that the customer could take it out of the case. It comes with a hard case, sling. It's got embus, Magpul embus sights on it. Literally could take it out, load a magazine, and go to the range. They didn't have to, you know, buy any other things to put on it to use it.
Yeah, I mean, everything on here is a quality piece at that price. I mean, you've got that diamond head rail on it. Makes it look like Starship Troopers gun. I like that.
Yeah.
My son did a build with that. We'll be right back one more time. We're going to hand this off one more time. Talking to Freddie Blish from Robar Guns, just because it's Friday and I like talking about something that's good in the gun industry. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Joined today by Freddie Blish from Robar Guns, which is Robar's very old company, but they have made the segue into the modern day. And they've retained some of the stuff because in their handgun selection, does Robar have a storefront, Freddie?
We do, Bill. We
because I can just see the hammer-fired Browning and 1911 purists on one side and the striker-fired Glock Springfield car guys on the other side looking at each other and calling each other heretics.
It's funny, if you came into our shop, you would see our display case organized exactly that way.
in the handgun realm, in addition to the semi-autos, you guys also do a lot of work on revolvers, which yeah. You do the kind of work to where you take the gun and it sort of becomes like an heirloom piece that has a high degree of lethality, don't you?
You described it exactly just like that. Wheel guns, I think, are not only, some people think of them nostalgically, but to be, just being perfectly honest, they're very, very effective. And being able to take a wheel gun and do some of the enhancements that we do, especially on the metal finishing side, it not only does it make it a beautiful heirloom piece, but also, is something that, came to defending, hearth and home, absolutely very effective.
Well, one thing that I want to point out, the first gun I ever had was a Ruger Blackhawk and 357 Magnum, which my uncle gave me when I was 18 years old. And then it got put back in the safe, and then Segway 40 years later, and he hands it back to me. And because it had the original finish on it, the gun in the safe, because the safe was outdoors, had rusted to the degree to where it was no longer serviceable.
Mm.
So taking one of the pictures on your customer revolver page is a single-action revolver, which I love those.
Mm-hmm.
I find those easier to shoot than a double-action revolver. And, for these guys that like to go hunting, where, when they like to go deer hunting in bear country, this is the kind of gun you need to carry in a nice, big, robust .454 caliber. And it'd be nice if it functions, and it'd be horrible if it didn't function because of the finish.
Yes.
That's where the finish comes into play, doesn't
yes.
it?
Exactly. There's what there's platings and there's coatings. NP3 is a plating, and that, of course, provides great corrosion protection. And then we have coatings like our RoGuard and our Poly-T2, which also provide good corrosion protection as well. The difference is the plating is going to, of course, bond to the substrate of the metal and is very durable. The coatings can wear over time, but in both cases, if you marry up that coating with the plating, you can have an extremely handsome looking pistol, but hold up to 1,000 hours of salt spray. Well, what's 1,000 hours? It's roughly 6 weeks. So you could basically take that firearm and without ever touching it, just expose it to sea spray for six weeks, and it's still going to look just like you brought it there. I would encourage people that live near the ocean and expose their firearms, even with our finishes on it, on a daily basis to the sea spray. To be a good idea to probably wipe it down with some oil every other day or so,
yeah,
so that it doesn't hurt the finish. But the point is, like you said, Bill, you go up to Alaska, you're on a lifetime hunt up there. You've got your 44 Magnum or your 454 casual or whatever, and you want it to function because you're carrying that as a backup. And if you had to transition to your pistol because you're hunting a brown bear, the last thing you want to have it do is fail because the finish failed, because of rust or something else. Absolutely.
One of the guns that you carry that I really want to get my hands on, and we'll talk about this later. One of the guns you have is the Tricon, the Pro Carrier for Glock, which is a Trident Concepts Robar collaboration. It's only offered in two guns, the 19 and the 23.
Yes.
And I guess that's because Jeff Gonzalez just thinks that's the perfect size and the perfect gun, and that's just all anybody needs, right?
Well, let me just clarify it. It's a Generation 3 Glock 19 and 23. Because it's a carry pistol, Jeff went with the 19 and the 23 for that reason, and because all of his experience has been with the Gen 3s. That's why he stayed with them, because he doesn't have a lot of experience with the Gen 4 Glocks yet, and so he didn't want his signature pistol to be based on a platform that didn't fully trust yet, because he didn't have experience with. So, yeah.
Some of the modifications he makes, the exterior of the gun is ergonomically subtly changed, and some of the things that people would never think is something that you would want to change, like the bull nose on the front of the slide.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a great step to take on any gun, especially with the Glock, because it's a big slab-sided gun, even the Glock 1923. The other thing I like, though, is when you start getting into, the attention that's paid with the barrel. You didn't skimp on the barrel, the KKM precision barrel. That's going to give you a lot of accuracy. And instead of going with the competition trigger connector, you split the difference with that, didn't you? You went from, you can buy the competition trigger connector, which is 3.5 pounds. Glocks come out of the box with 5.5 pounds. You split the difference, went 4.5 pounds. That's got to be a sort of a potent little fistful of gun there, huh?
Yeah, it really is, Bill. The bull nosing, not because we're into speed reholstering. The bull nosing was because typically this pistol is going to be carried in an inside the waistband holster. And so, you want it to be able to get back into a holster, when necessary without having to fight, as you said, that big, flat face, slide. And then the pistol, as far as the trigger, the concern there was, this is a tactical pistol. This is for defensive use. And the last thing you want to do is have to be sitting on, as you're being tried by 12, why did you have this 3.5 pound competition trigger? You wanted to, get on that trigger fast. You wanted to shoot somebody with a light trigger. The kind of nonsense that, prosecutor lawyers will, try to go after you for.
Well, I think somebody's going to go after you anyway. In addition to that, with this gun, if you go after this gun, they even have your own, the JM Custom Kydex inside the waistband holster. I mean,
yes.
It's a full suite of things. Compared to some of these gun modifiers, this is very affordable. And I've dealt with quite a few of them. I encourage everywhere. We're running out of time. This is why it's going to sound like I'm wrapping this up there, Freddie. I encourage all of you, if you've never looked at Robar. When Robar came up, I was like, I've heard of that. That's an old company. What could they possibly be doing that I'm interested in? I'm interested in everything they're doing. And I would encourage everybody to go check out Robar Guns. There's something for everybody there. There's precision rifles. They have plenty of precision rifles that they do some work on. The Polymar 15 is a reimagination of the wheel, if you will, just because of the weight. Because with all the stuff that you want to add to one of these things, weight becomes an issue, especially when you're lugging it around over the course of a day in a class. And coming, if anybody's going to come out with something like that, if it's coming out of Robar, it's going to be trustworthy. Freddie, I appreciate you keeping our date after we didn't hook up between the times since the last time we talked.
I know.
And we'll talk later on today because I listened to your message,
yes.
I do want to talk to you about that part of it. We'll talk about that later on today. Robar Guns, robarguns.com. This is the collision of old school and new school technology. My regards to Mr. Barkman.
Absolutely, Bill. You have a great day, and I look forward to a chat with you later.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just like doing that with a gun company sometimes. It perseveres throughout time, decades. Clears my palate for the weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Monday next week's going to be a big week. Check us out. And remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.